Welcome to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. The Ohio Department of Education wants to know how much learning is actually going on among more than 17,000 students at the state's largest online charter school, ECOT. As State House correspondent Andy Chow reports, some of the ECOT students are taking a stand for their school.
You've probably heard 18-year-old Gabriel Young's story play out in one of ECOT's latest commercials.
I was adopted for 7 years and then put back.
Young lives on his own and says ECOT's flexible system fits his schedule. And he adds that the work students do can't always be tracked through login information.
You have to study. You have to read an assignment that the teacher gave to you. You have art projects that you have to do, and you have to turn them in. We do just as much work as normal kids do.
The State Education Department wants to use student login information in its audit of ECOT's instruction time. ECOT wants the state to go back to using just the teacher certification process. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
And I'm Jerry Kenney. That's WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org.